This goes to Dr. Krepostman, K-R-E-P-O-S-T-M-A-N. Fax 989-954-4604. Regarding Alvin, it's E-L-V-I-N Woodcock, W-O-O-D-C-O-C-K. Date of birth, August 29th of 1932. Dear Dr. Krepostman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Woodcock with severe aortic stenosis, atrial fibrillation, congestive heart failure, and hypertension. His last visit was June 20th of this year after he was hospitalized for 10 days in Alma and then transferred over to Bay Medical Center with respiratory failure and congestive heart failure. He has been feeling better since discharge. His weight is down 7 pounds in the last 3 months, and he is following a low-salt diet and limiting fluid intake. He has stopped consuming alcoholic beverages also. He is scheduled to see the cardiac surgeon in Midland concerning capital T like Tom, capital A like Apple, capital V like Victor, capital R, surgical replacement of his aortic valve. He's had no hospitalizations or procedures since his last visit. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, constipation, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without visible blood or cloudiness. No foaminess. He does have shortness of breath with exertion. None at rest. No orthopnea. No PND. Edema is improved, and he's only using Lasix 40 milligram once a day now. With complete relief and control of the edema. He has been getting lab studies done every 3 months for us. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. His nifedipine extended release 90 milligram was recently stopped due to symptomatic hypotension, but he continues on his metoprolol, his Lasix 40 milligram daily. Also, Linatoprost drops for glaucoma, both eyes. Fibricon, gemfibrozole is 600 milligram once a day. He's not using any oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory agents. A physical exam. This is a telemedicine visit, so we have vitals. Weight, 151 pounds. Pulse is 80. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Blood pressure is 150 over 82. Labs. Most recent lab studies were done September 14th of 2022. Creatinine was slightly higher than usual. Usually ranges between 1 and 1.1. It was 1.2. Estimated GFR is 58. Albumin 4, calcium 9.2. Sodium is 138, potassium 3.6, carbon dioxide is 36, phosphorus 4.1, hemoglobin 11.4 with normal white count, normal differential, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, severe aortic stenosis, currently stable, congestive heart failure, currently in remission, hypertension without symptoms, atrial fibrillation, not on anticoagulation due to his fall risk problem. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he should continue with his fluid restriction of 56 ounces per 24 hours. And he'll have a follow-up visit in this office within the next 2 to 3 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.